This episode of the Quick Pop Podcast is fueled by Ball's Guarana Soda. Ball's Guarana is a highly caffeinated premium soda that is infused with the natural guarana berry for an incredible taste and a super caffeinated kick. Ball's has fueled the days and nights of gamers and wrestling fans alike for over 25 years. Ball's Guarana is available in 7 amazing flavors, including Ball's Original Soda, Cherry, Root Beer, Orange, Ginger Ale, Cherry Cola, and Ball's Zero Sugar. Flavors are offered in the iconic 10-ounce bumpy bottle or the sleek 16-ounce can. For a limited time, Ball's will offer listeners free shipping on your next order when you purchase at www.balls.com. Use code QUICKPOP at checkout to receive free shipping on your order.
Sometimes when you pull up your app on Waze, it tells you to go different places. Like sometimes you want to go to the dollar store, or sometimes you want to go to the amusement park, or maybe you want to go to Six Flags Astroworld and realize that it doesn't exist and it's an empty plot of land. But sometimes you just want to go home. This is the go home show for WrestleMania. This is the Quick Pop Podcast. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Raunchy, and this is the Quick Pop Podcast, where we're talking about wrestling, and sometimes we talk about football, and sometimes we talk about basketball, and sometimes we don't even talk about wrestling. But we're here to talk about wrestling because it is the most wonderful time of the year if you are a wrestling fan. This is WrestleMania week, so everyone is flocking over to, I believe, Philadelphia, making shows, creating shows, creating moments, creating friends, and then also meeting some people, meeting some great wrestlers, meeting some great athletes, and eventually culminating into the showcase of the Immortals for night one and night two, Saturday and Sunday of WrestleMania, with night one being the headlining main event, Bloodline versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, and night two being Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Welcome to the Quick Pop Podcast. I am not the only one here, even though that I have rambled quite a bit and it may sound like I'm the only one here, but I'm not the only one here. There is one other person with me. There isn't a second person with me, but there's only one person with me. So with me, this person that I have with me, it's Ace of Spades Card. How you doing, Ace of Spades Card?
That was some sentence structure of like, I have to meet the 600 word count and I only had 5 minutes to do so.
Yeah, no, what was it, like, double-spaced, MLA format, yep. Got a works cited page, appendix, compendium,
white letters
know.
With two...
double spaces, yeah.
Do you ever do that, or you would, like...
Oh, no, I was a... Dude, I was a proper boy when it came to doing essays. Like, essays were my thing.
Yeah, it wasn't really hard for me to come up with, like, because I could just go, like, and I was also good at typing, so, like, it helped.
Well, the thing about essays with me is that, like, when I was in high school, we had this thing, like, a standardized test, I think it was called, like, the tax test, and there was a complete, like, essay sort of thing on it, and I would always, like, shine and get, like, a 4, and a 4 was like the best thing that you could get. And during like the practice, practice prompts, the teacher would always like talk to me. He was like, you know, these are great, but I would sometimes worry about your vocabulary because it might be a little bit too out there for a high schooler. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm just intelligent as beans. So, I mean, if they have a problem with it, don't tell me to dumb it down. I'm just going to turn it up.
Makes sense. It's funny that you mentioned like being good at a standardized test. I was incredibly lazy throughout most of high school, and there was some standardized test for the English, uh-huh, like as well. I don't remember which one this was, and so everyone else took the test, all that jazz. And it got announced that, like, there was only, like, three people that had completely aced the test.
Uh-huh.
It's like one or three people. I think it was three.
Is that how you get your name?
No.
You kind of carried it with you?
That would have been nice, but no. But it was great because everyone was like, oh, man. Because, like, everybody got, like, 97, 98, 96. Yeah. And they're like, wow, gosh, you know, I bet it was such and such. I bet, you know, they're smart. I bet they got it. And they're like, no. And so one of the things that it was like, Miss Kincaid, can you tell who, like, did it? She looked dead at me and said, well, he's one of them. And everyone just looked at me with this look of like, wait, him?
So
I wasn't dumb, but like, my grades weren't really the best, but that was.
So you and I basically had different like high school experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I was in a whole bunch of clubs. I was even in student council. I was editor in chief of our school newspaper. I was voted class clown and also, third hottest date. So that was something.
Well, like I didn't completely avoid, but what I did do is I did band, I did tennis. That was fun. And I did band, tennis, and I think I did chess club for a little bit. But I don't ever remember attending a meeting. Either they didn't happen a whole lot or but regardless, I did do things, but mainly it was just like I was like
very bad at
high school.
I was in Spanish newspaper, yearbook, a gamers club, the anime club, video tech. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what others there were. The art club, definitely. I was a National Thespian Society. I was part of the theater group. Prom committee, project graduation committee, then student council secretary. So that's like 12 different things that it was a lot of pictures for the yearbook. I'll tell you that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife did yearbook, and I forgot that I did. I forgot that I did the theater. I think I've told you about our strange review me and my wife got in one of the plays we did, right?
No, I don't think so.
So one of the years we did, I did a play. I did two plays. I did one for Our Town, and then I did one for Fools.
Uh huh.
And Fools was fun because Rindy, my wife, also did it with me, and so she ended up getting cast as well. And they cast us as Mr. and Mrs. Zabritsky in the play. And like one of the opening nights or whatever, they do the little local paper review or whatever, and they're talking about the lead this and the stage was good and everything like that. But my favorite thing that somebody in my family has it clipped out was a thing saying like, and Mr. and Mrs. Zubrisky displayed an alarming or a exceedingly high amount of charisma between each other, almost as if they really did love each other on stage and off stage.
Mm-hmm.
They did not know that we had been dating for like 4 years.
Nice. That's wonderful.
So it was just so funny to see them going like, they displayed great chemistry as Mr. and Mrs. Zubrisky. And everyone goes, I wonder why.
Well, it's nice that you and your wife have great chemistry on the stage. But if you and Rindy were, let's say, in a squared circle, would you display great chemistry like everyone else is hopefully going to be creating great chemistry this weekend at WrestleMania?
I mean, it depends. There's so many like squared circles going to be going on this weekend. It depends on the match type. It depends on...
Right? But yeah,
submission. Can I take her out? If she can take me out quick, is it like no DQ?
You can't do that in some organizations. Like some of the major ones don't allow intergender wrestling. But if you want to wrestle your wife, that's completely fine.
If they do, it's one of those like now you have to tag out. I always like
the mixed tag matches. Mixed tag.
I always understood why, but also hated why they tag, so now you have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, them's the rules. Them's the rules. Like,
I guess.
I mean, it's not like they're always going to be wrestling under bloodline rules, which is a certain case that may happen in night two of WrestleMania. But
even his blood, just
bloodline rules means anything goes.
Bloodline rules, just say no DQ. Like,
no, it sounds great. It's bloodline rules.
No,
bloodline rules. Applesauce. Bloodline rules.
French fried rice. French fried rice.
But yeah, no. I'm really excited for WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, it's a pretty good card.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, heck yes. Like, I think this is the second time. Okay, we'll put it like this. This is the second time Trips is doing WrestleMania, but this is the first time that he's had a full year under his control.
Like it's been straight up him, like not even, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, he has a little bit like.
Yeah, Mr. Boy, Mr. Naughty Man, putting his grubby little hands on it. But no, this is Trips' first year doing the showcase, and I'm stoked because all the build up to all of these matches has been pretty grade A.
Which one do you think? I mean, let's discount
the main events.
Yeah, yeah, because I feel like that one's got a literal year build up, but
yeah. And let's also discount anyone in the bloodline. So that means Jay versus Jimmy, the brother battle. Let's discount that too.
That one's a little bit weirder though, because like that one has the same level of like this technically could have been building for a year, but it seems like only recently that it's been like targeted built.
Yeah, but I mean, we should still put that to the side because literally it has been about a year because. They lost the titles at WrestleMania. Then stuff started going down. Roman started like talking differently to both Jay and Jimmy. Jimmy's the one that stuck around. Jay knew what was going on. And so now we're going to see that culmination. So I would say that it has been an entire year of Jay versus Jimmy. Speaking then you had the draft and yeah.
Speaking of you saying, the whole like they lost the tag titles, that's one of the things that's on the line in the six-pack ladder match.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we got the champions, the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest. They are the current champions. They'll be going against Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, DIY, The Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth, The New Day, Kofi and Xavier, A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, and then the NCR, not New California. So New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Six-pack tag team ladder match. For the champion Trey up,
it's time for a new champ, right? Like I'm not the only one that feels that, right?
I mean, we did have Cody and Jay for a minute. One of the best post pressers in a while.
True, but like it was so short that like that's the only way we remember that it happened.
You think they'll crown Gargano and Ciampa? Because they are Trips' boys.
I could also see Awesome Truth just because they are fan favorites.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out.
That Truth gets a world championship again?
That Truth? No.
What you mean? No. It's like, no, what are you talking about?
Well, it's like, you know, that wouldn't be the worst thing, but no, what I'm still kind of holding out.
Oh, snap, I forgot I had a corn dog. I'm going to eat this.
Vertically or horizontal?
Yes.
No, the thing that I still secretly kind of hope happens is that we get, I don't want to say swerved, but like, you know, surprised the New Day is like just beaten down. They look like they're going to win, but then like, you know, Judgment Day does something, to prevent them from winning, and they're just kind of like really digging into them with it.
Yeah.
You know, like hold them down with a ladder or something of that nature. And then the biggest E-boy returns,
mm-hmm.
even if just for a spot, even if just for a segment.
I could see that.
And the thing is, I don't even need him to, like, win them the title.
Yeah. You just want to see your biggest of E come back.
Yes.
No, I get that. I get that a lot. I don't know if he'll re-debut at WrestleMania or he'll re-debut like on the post WrestleMania Raw.
I can see either or.
But I don't think he's 100% yet, right?
It's unclear. There was a time where he said that he was good and the doctors are just being like making sure kind of thing. Like, it hasn't been officially said yay or nay.
Yeah. Okay. You know what did have like a good build up too?
What's that?
EO versus Bayley.
Oh, EO versus Bayley has got such a good build up.
Yeah.
Because every single week she's like, give me my salty run back. Like every single week.
Yeah. Like, I think like even in interviews, like you got the surprise jump. Like it feels like Attitude Era / Ruthless Aggression when it comes to like the backstage segments. And it just drives me. I'm like, I want to see. And I love Io. I love Io Shirai. I want to see her get her comeuppance. And Bayley just becomes like the face again.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had face Bayley since before the Great Panini.
Yeah, years.
Yeah, it's been half a decade since we got face Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that she should come back as the hugger, but I dig Bayley right now.
I think we all do.
I mean, I love EO. I love EO, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
Bayley's going to be the feel good story.
Absolutely.
Cuz like she created the group and then the group decided we're going to go our separate ways and Bayley's like the odd person now, and it's just like there's something that always resonates with that storyline.
Well, here's another thing that's really fun. Think about the fact that like right now it's still a numbers game.
Yeah.
Do you think Bayley goes against EO, eventually, you know, temporarily gets like double teamed? And somebody else comes out?
Honestly, it would kind of depend on where they are at during the weekend. They might save EO Bayley for the second night, and then they'll do... because I know that Damage Control is also wrestling, so they might do a night one, night two.
Okay. That was actually a question that I was going to lead into. Has that been officialized yet?
No.
There was talk about Bianca, Jade, Naomi versus Kai, Asuka, and Kairi.
Yeah, there are only three matches that are solid on what day they're happening. And that's Bloodline versus Cody and Seth on night one. And then the two championship matches, the two men's championship matches for night two.
Yeah.
So, they could fall on the same day, or they could be on different days. If they fall on the same day, I don't think Damage Control will be there for EO. Because, I mean, let's face it, if you're in the ring with Bianca, Jade, and Naomi, you have to survive. Because those are three buff goddesses taking on that team. And I watched the Jade debut on SmackDown.
Yeah.
$1 million. Million heckin' smackaroos.
Someone pointed out, they were like, well, they're doing Mercedes, or they're doing Jade almost identically to Mercedes Moné, like in every way. And then someone fired back with something else that like WWE debuted and then conveniently AEW debuted someone like in the exact way. Maybe it's just wrestling and it's really easy to draw parallels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we really want to get down to it, Jade didn't like come down to the ring and dance for like two, three minutes, kind of ramble on about whatnot, and then dance a little bit more. No, Jade came for business. Jade came to give people the what for, and yeah. Jade's looking like a million billion smackaroos. And the fact that she's like teaming with Bianca and Naomi, I'm here for it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm all for this. It's gonna be fun. Cause all six of them are pretty acrobatic.
Right.
Like seeing Kairi like do her bionic elbow and Jay just catches her midair. Or Asuka and Naomi doing that hip attack that they usually do, and they collide with each other. Like, I'm booking it right now. It's going to be a great match. It's going to be a great match. I want to ask you about this, though. LFO versus LWO. What do you think about that, especially since...
right now it's just Escobar versus Rey, right?
No.
That's the thing.
Like, it's Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. And here's the part that's kind of got me a little bit. Versus Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom.
So that's what I'm saying is like, I think it was a tag match that they said. I would love for it to be the full LFA versus LWO.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be a tag match.
I do think it's funny, though, that for the WrestleMania card, Judgment Day is just kind of like, you go here, you go here, you go here, you go here.
Oh, we're just going to forget about JD McDonagh. I mean, even former Judgment Day member R-Truth is on the card.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's got something to do except JD.
Yeah. Womp womp.
Fine.
But yeah, like, so Dom is currently working with the LFO. What do you think about that?
It's smart because if you're gonna pair Escobar versus Mysterio, like, yeah, get another, you know, a heat magnet to sit next to the heat.
Yeah.
And just like really drive up the heat. But I do think it's funny how, like, 1.5 weeks out, they're just like, hey, doesn't Dom also not like Rey?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like if you were going to build this rivalry,
give him a chance to beat his dad again.
Bringing Dom in is both smart, but also, like, did y'all forget they still had beef? Or
Dominic going to have a banger, though. I'm gonna say it. He's going to have a banger.
They absolutely will. It's just... it's amusing to me.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that. I feel that. I'm so excited for it.
It's going to be good.
You know what else would be a banger?
Do tell.
Intercontinental match. One that is not defended with six people and a ladder. This is going to be another legit IC title match.
Now. Because I do like what they have.
But... Yeah.
But it's Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
Right.
Zero disrespect to Sami Zayn.
Love Sami.
It's Mania. Yeah. So there's always the like thought of like, oh, could he actually finally go the distance? Like, will he finally, you know, da 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 da? Will he?
I don't know. Because the entire time, I was hoping that when it came to WrestleMania, it'd be Gunther versus The Miz. I've wanted that in my heart, of my hardest of hearts. I wanted Gunther versus The Miz.
I'd have been fine with Gunther versus Gable.
I would, yes. Chad Gable? Absolutely. But, you know, I was thinking, because they're going to be having the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal
this Friday.
What if that match is to be inserted into the Intercontinental and turn it into a triple threat, like the way they had it with Drew, Sheamus, and Gunther?
I don't know. I don't know if I actually would be okay with that. I know I should.
It still makes Gunther look like strong as heck, because he literally had to fight two people for this match. And then you could build from that, be like, oh, well, Sammy pinned, or Chad pinned Sammy. Didn't pin Gunther.
I think the only reason I don't like that is because that sets a precedent for like what else the Andre the Giant gets per year.
Yeah, but I mean, it does kind of involve it more in the storyline. Then you lead up to WrestleMania where Gunther drops the title, but that also frees up Gunther for any of the championships, any of the big cheese championships. Either way, I think Gunther's going to lose here.
And that's the weird part to me is, of all his competitors, again, no disrespect to Sammy, love Sammy, but when you look back at the competitors and the challenges he's had, it seems slightly odd to me that, like, oh, this is the one that does it.
I mean, yeah, I can't discount Sammy. Sammy could pull off some crazy, crazy things. And so that's why I'm not discounting Sammy. But, you know, you do have Chad Gable, who we thought he was going to be the one to face Gunther. And I would have loved it that Chad gets his moment. But, you know, here we are. Mm-hmm. I think Sammy will do it. He's going to pull out all the stops. He's going to trip up Gunther. And he's going to win the IC.
I wouldn't hate it. Sami Zayn always, like,
he delivers.
Really good, yeah, he always makes a really good.
And then we could probably get another feud, Sami and Nakamura. Gunther takes on McIntyre. Like, it's just going to be a great time.
You have me convinced somewhat.
What?
About, like, giving it to Sammy, because if nothing else, like, it allows other people to also challenge for it, and you don't have to, like, keep this streak alive.
Yeah, Sammy's going to have different opportunities. We might even get Sammy versus Owens for the IC. Just two faces coming together and be like, I'm going to fight you with honor, sir. And the other one says, sir, I'm going to fight you with honor as well, sir. And then they handshake and then they kiss.
Hold on.
What? You had a problem with the handshake or the kiss?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when two dudes have a distinct bond, a distinct friendship, sometimes there's a little peck that goes on between them. It's okay. There is nothing wrong with that.
A little peccacino?
A little peckarooski.
Pecan?
A little peckapoo.
A little peckapoo.
But yeah, no, Sammy could have these feuds. He could have it with AJ. He could have it with Kevin. He could have it with Nakamura. He could. There's plenty of other people that he could have it with. Oh my God, I would love to see Sammy versus Tozawa.
I'd like to see Tozawa.
Yeah. Sammy versus Gable, Sammy versus Otis. Because we know after this, Gunther is going to be in the main event scene.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Drew's going to need some people before CM Punk returns. I think that's going to be the big thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Drew take on, like, all of his, like, former competitors. Like, maybe even we may even see Sheamus come back.
I just want to see Sheamus come back, period. Like,
yeah,
just bring the boy back.
Yeah, no, I feel that. But talking about Kevin, though, how are you feeling about this Logan Paul match?
Okay.
Here we go. You said okay. All right. I'm here for it. Okay. Hold on. Let me.
Anytime.
Okay.
First of all.
Yeah.
Anytime I get to watch someone punch Logan Paul in the face, punch any Paul in the face legally, I'm down. I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
He's going to what? He's going to punch a Paul in the face? Bet.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop selling me.
So you don't think that Logan Paul is going to retain?
No, I have a strong feeling he's going to retain because they like Logan being this cocky heel U.S. champ because they have their new Austin Theory.
A better Austin Theory.
Yes.
Like, let's be completely clear. Logan Paul's the real deal. And it sucks that he's the real deal. But gosh dang heck, is he entertaining.
Yes.
And it's not just like a single thing. Like, he's been featured in segments. He's been wrestling. He's been he has just been pulling his weight as the United States champion. And the fact that like all those eyes are on the U.S. champ, I love it because it's elevating the product. What did Austin Theory do? Not a dang thing. So, yeah, I'm loving this match because you got three amazing people. You have the Legend Killer, Mr. Randall Keith Orton. Then you have Kevin, who's just like, have you seen Kevin's new KO Mania shirt?
Yes.
I love that he points to Randy. He's like, okay, this guy's cool. but yeah, no, I'm super, super excited for this match. I think this match has big opportunities, and the biggest opportunity is how Randy is going to deliver an RKO to Paul.
Oh yeah, it's not a win.
Well, I'm thinking that this could top the RKO that he delivered to Rollins at WrestleMania 31.
You think so?
I think so. With his acrobatic as Paul is, I think there might be something there.
I just think about the Seth Rollins one and like all, I don't know.
Like, what if Kevin Owens is about to give Logan Paul the pop-up, and then Randy just out of nowhere just gets him?
Steals it from him.
Yeah, I would love that.
I'm torn. I'm considering it, but I'm torn.
Who would you want? Would you want Randy, or would you want Kevin? I know you don't want Logan.
No, who wants Logan to have it?
I kind of do.
Probably Jake.
You think Jake wants Logan to have it?
It seems like something he'd want.
Yeah. But yeah, no, excited about that match too. What? Okay, so other than all the other matches that we had talked about, what is one that you are stoked for?
The one I'm most stoked for. I don't know. I'm kind of starting to like the LA Knight versus AJ Styles build.
Yeah. That's got old Attitude Era like written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one they did where, what's it, LA came to AJ's home and then you started seeing things through the cop body cams?
Yep.
That was wild.
That was good old classic, like, you know, I kept expecting AJ to like be sitting on the couch with a gun.
Yeah. I mean, if they could give us like a remaster of all the Attitude Era hits for a little bit, I wouldn't be mad. I would not be
especially mad. With those two. Those two can put on that kind of match.
Oh yeah.
LA Knight has that, like, I don't want to say retro, but like he's been around long enough to understand how it would play out. And then AJ's just solid.
Yeah, no,
especially new ripped AJ.
Yeah, no, LA Knight walks around like Stone Cold and talks like The Rock. I mean, he is a throwback to Attitude Era, like in a nutshell. And then AJ Styles is just a dynamic performer all around.
They look juiced.
He's looking buff. He's looking lean.
It's crazy just because I remember and think back to like his first debut. He was a slim boy.
Yeah.
And then now recently he wants to take the effect of like, I'll kill you.
Right.
And now I look like I back it up.
Right.
So yeah, I'm kind of torn. I'm really interested in the LA Knight versus AJ Styles. And then I'm kind of interested in the Rock and Roman versus Rhodes and Rollins.
Yeah.
Because while I'm convinced that they're probably going to have it be Roman and Cody with, you know, bloodline rules, so like they keep having people show up, I also would like it to be bloodline rules because then Roman gets ultra confident that he's going to win. And that's when we get the Rock turn.
Mm-hmm.
Because those two big egos can't coexist.
Right. Yeah, because you can't be chief of anything. You only can be chief of one thing. You have the tribal chief, and then you have the high chief, the final boss. And okay, let's Raw. Did you catch that ending?
I did.
Did you catch Rock on Instagram afterwards? Like, just because we're off air doesn't mean this ends.
Yes.
Did you also catch?
That was some brutality.
I know, right? Did you also catch the truck?
Oh yeah, and everyone's making a big deal about that, and I think there was some like. I do believe that there was some intentionality to it.
Especially since all the trucks are featuring WrestleMania. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's one of those things where, like, I believe that there was some intentionality to it. Mm-hmm. I think people might be a little too, like, looking into it.
I don't know. I mean, last we heard, Stone Cold's still been working out. He's still, like, wanting to maintain the ring shape that he had. And then with Cena, I mean, he already posted Roman on his Instagram. And you know John Cena and his Instagram. Sometimes it's a red herring. Sometimes he tells you exactly what you need to know.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it. But I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just glad that, like, there really has been a dynamic shift between Reigns and Rock. Because where Reigns was like the imposing, like he was the big dog, he's the tribal chief, he's the heel. Then good old Cuz comes in and completely steals his thunder. Like literally, like his Reigns' thunder is now in Rock's entrance.
Yeah.
But you see like that shift where Reigns kind of looks uncertain. Reigns looks out of place. Reigns is kind of the third wheel in this championship kind of dispute. Because, of course, Cody wants to finish the story. Then you have The Rock who, like, no matter what you think of him, he comes out to the screen and it is electricity, 110%. There's a reason why he is hailed on the Mount Rushmore of wrestling.
True.
So Roman Reigns has ended up being a third wheel in his own story. And you're going to have that insecurity. Then you're also going to have on top of that, which I'm pretty certain Night 1's going to end with Bloodline wins. You're going to have that overconfidence, and that's going to eventually be his downfall.
Think so?
Yeah. I think it'll be a really fun thing. Cody gets to have his moment, and then Reigns doesn't exactly go off into the sunset just yet, because he's still got to answer. He's still got to answer for the bloodline.
Hmm.
I mean, I've had some I've had some bookings where it doesn't sound great, but I've had some bookings that were also very spot on.
True, true. I don't know, like I said, I'm torn.
But what are you so torn about?
Because, I don't know. This is going to be a good WrestleMania, because while there's some things I'm like, this is what's happening, there's some where I'm like, this is what's happening, I really wish it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Again, you know, all more power to her. I love the run that she's been on.
Yeah.
Love the run she's been on. Becky Lynch stepping up. Okay, I could see Becky as champ. Not literally nothing wrong with that. Becky champ, I'm sold. I'm not, when I think about both options though, Rhea wins, continues on. I feel like WWE lately really likes their long title reigns. Now, that is a good thing. Bouncing your title around too often makes it feel cheap and not worth it. So it's a good thing that the title is bouncing around a little bit. On the same token, though, at a certain point, you stop caring about the title matches because you know that they're going to go long. And like, oh, her reign's continuing. This isn't a, quote, strong enough pay-per-view. So you like, not that, you know, WrestleMania isn't, but I mean, like, what, like Payback's after this or something?
Yeah, WrestleMania Payback.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she could lose it there, but if she wins it here, it's going to be till SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Minimum. And I think that's my issue, is you have to shake some stuff up, because if it goes too long, their matches are going to be good matches, like good to watch matches, but they're also going to be stale.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't care.
Well, I'm going to interject and be like, there should be a huge amount of faith with both of these wrestlers. Rhea Ripley, if she wins, of course, she will maintain dominance. She will retain. You'll have more powerhouse matches. And then you got to think about some of the NXT call-ups that are going to be coming up. Rhea maintains her dominance, and it's going to be a big deal when she does lose it. Kind of like how Gunther, that has been built up, because I don't remember in the past several months of an Intercontinental Championship match that I was not impressed by. And Rhea has the opportunity to do that. On the same hand, with Becky, this could be a passing of the torch moment for Rhea. But if Becky ruins that, then you're going to continue this feud about different philosophies on how someone conducts themselves as champion, because you're hearing from all of these interviews about how Becky views a champion decorum as opposed to way Rhea is acting as champion. So you're going to have that clash happening, and you're going to see many different sides of both of their arguments. And that could easily lead to, of course, SummerSlam, or it could be a short-lived thing where Becky doesn't make it that far because someone else has the up on her. And that's where I think Trips has his finger on the trigger. He's going to know that if there is going to be a time to shake something up, do it when they're least expecting it.
True.
He grew up in the time of Attitude Era where people were just changing titles like left and right. He could do that.
Maybe.
So I wouldn't count it out. Both of these women have a big opportunity after WrestleMania. And I just can't wait to see where it goes, because Becky had like one of the only feuds that was not revolved around a title this past year.
True.
So you know that whoever is going to be like majorly feuding with her, that's going to be big money. So whenever, I guess, Charlotte comes back or Liv is in the spotlight again, which I am very surprised on Liv. Liv was second place in the Royal Rumble. And she's nowhere on this card.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because usually you know for a fact that that person's going to be on at WrestleMania. They're going to be wrestling at WrestleMania. And the fact that I don't see Liv Morgan on this card right now is kind of wild. But also, like, some of the women wrestlers have been injured. Like, Raquel Rodriguez, like, she's not even on active roster anymore because she's still suffering from her, it's not stem cell, but it's mast cell activation. So that's still putting her out. And then most of the other women, they're in the six-woman tag team match. So there's no one really out there that, like, Liv could really feel. Whatever happened to Nikki Cross?
That's a very good question.
I love Nikki.
What did happen to Nikki?
After she stopped being, ASH? The almost ASH? Almost a superhero or something like that?
No, it was, she had a good thing going with, Piper Niven?
Oh, Piper Niven in,
She had a good thing going with that for a while.
Yeah.
But then that fell apart.
Yeah. Let me see Chelsea at WrestleMania. I don't know.
Do you feel anyone's been snubbed this year?
Let me think. Shayna has been snubbed. Ever since that blow off match with like Ronda, it has not been the same for her. And we know what she's capable of. And the fact that she's not touching WrestleMania right now, that kind of sucks. I think Shayna's been snubbed. Liv Morgan absolutely 110% has been snubbed. Oh my gosh, I don't know why they haven't. I am hoping that there's a match with Tiffany Stratton somewhere on this card.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffy time needs to be at WrestleMania.
Well, they were going to do it with Bianca, and then I feel like they snubbed her for damage control with Jaden then.
Yeah. I don't know. I went Tiffany Stratton on this card. Tiffany Stratton, Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Don't know what they're doing.
It's interesting how we have great women's representation, and yet almost all of the things that we're saying we'd like to see more of are women.
Yeah. Because honestly,
it's a weird mix of there's only so much you can do.
The men are solid. Also, the men are solid right now.
Well, and that's what's neat is like, it's tricky because on the one hand, like they're doing good with the women. There just literally isn't enough for them to do. Like, I don't know if you could justify just adding a match for the sake of adding a match.
Oh, you could always add a match for adding a match.
I mean, I guess, but like.
Yeah, just do a like number one contenders match easily. And that way you could line it up with whoever is going to take that belt. Or yeah. Cuz Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler, I would love to see it. Bayley versus a coming back Alexa Bliss, yeah, I would love to see it.
That'd be cool.
It's there. It's all there.
Alexa Bliss coming back would be really, really cool.
I love Alexa Bliss.
Oh, me. It's going to be a heck of a weekend. Oh, wait a minute. We're sitting here talking about Shayna getting snubbed for WrestleMania. She's not snubbed for WrestleMania. She's going to be on Bloodsport.
She could do both.
I don't know. She goes to something called Bloodsport.
She could do both. Shayna's a strong woman. She'll beat the heck out of someone, come back for WrestleMania, and take it all.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
So we talk about it, and this we'll start to wrap up. I mean, we're not like super. How long? Oh, we're getting close. Is there anything that is not like, you know how we always talk about the big surprises, the big returns?
Yeah,
you know, we'll all remember. Well, I know I personally remember the big WrestleMania 32. Holy crap, the Hardys.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one for yours too? Like, holy crap, somebody like.
Undertaker.
Well, I mean, the Undertaker was like, it was a surprise, but it was also like the world's worst kept surprise.
Asuka losing to Charlotte Flair.
Now that one's a surprise. Is there any like thing you think's gonna happen?
Not really, no. Like, I genuinely don't know. Like, I'm not sure who's a free agent right now. Oh my God, now that I think about it. Tama Tonga.
Ooh.
Tama Tonga is a free agent right now.
Yeah.
And he is, in some way, shape, or form, he is a part of the Bloodline.
Do you think he would intervene?
I think he would intervene. I think he would intervene, but not the way that people usually think. The Bullet Club lines run deep.
Trying to think, like, is there anyone that I personally am like, I mean, like I said, I've already mentioned my Big E thing.
Yeah.
Charlotte returning, and so we'd have Becky on the show, we'd have Bailey on the show, we'd have Charlotte on the show.
Well, Charlotte wouldn't be able to because hers is like a legit injury. She won't be back until SummerSlam.
Yeah, but I just mean like making an appearance.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, providing like a distraction, providing some kind of interference, like
I don't know. That wouldn't pop me the way.
Here's the thing. I could see it if she was a distraction for Io.
Uh-huh.
Just for that classic like Four Horsewomen with Bailey.
Yeah, but if you're going to do the Four Horsewomen, what about the fourth horse?
Well, yeah, what about the fourth horse?
Yeah, so I don't know if...
We can't talk... Look, there's some things are impossible, okay?
Yeah.
Things just ain't gonna happen, Ron. Let it go.
I would love to see Pat McAfee wrestle Triple H.
I just would bring Pat McAfee out again.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Pat McAfee versus Bron Breakker.
Oh, yes. Love that.
Give us part two of that.
Love that.
Hashtag give Braun Strowman something to do.
Oh my gosh. I forgot that he was still in the company.
Yes.
He kind of just like poof, disappeared.
He's like there, but he's not.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's a big guy. They almost always have something to do.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see who's going to be part of the Avengers Endgame on night two.
What do you mean? For the main event?
Yeah. See who Cody has enlisted to fight against the Bloodline.
It'd be really cool if it was, like, all legends.
Yeah. DDP would be there. Stone Cold. John Cena.
Not Kevin Nash. There's probably some...
Mick Foley.
Wants to go... do, but if they see him at a WWE event, they won't let him.
Yeah.
Hashtag never forget
I'm genuinely like, I want to see something. I would love it, and I know it's probably not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I would love it if Dustin Rhodes came and helped.
Man, if they were able to pull that off.
Yeah. Right? It'd be wild.
Bring in Matt Cardona.
Oh my gosh. That match with Edge or yeah. Adam Copeland? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Like,
bring in.
Yeah, give us Matt Cardona. I mean, Cody, I want to see what Cody's Avengers look like. That's it.
Yeah, that's really the only reason I want Rock and Roman to win night one, just so we can get, you know, Cody Avengers. The question I have, though, has it been officially stated that, like, Bloodline Rules is, like, Bloodline only?
No. As far as I know, they keep saying it's anything goes.
Okay. They keep always calling it Bloodline Rules, and so it's like, is this like an actual thing or?
So I'm on Wikipedia. I clicked Bloodline Rules, and it went straight to no DQ match.
Shocking.
So yeah, that's what we'll be seeing. Oh, okay. They did just announce something. They did just announce something. Night two of WrestleMania, a 6-man Philadelphia street fight. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Final Testament.
Stop it.
They just added it.
What was I going to say? Like,
honestly, I would watch that, because Final Testament actually is pretty cool.
We don't need another named street fight thing.
Yeah, but it's in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
It's in Philadelphia.
Let me tell you about the Memphis street fight that had literally nothing to do with Memphis.
Okay, but do you remember the last time they had a Philadelphia street fight?
No.
It was on NXT, and it was Gargano versus Ciampa.
Uh-huh. And what made it Philly?
Oh, everything. There was a bell. There were stop signs. There was probably like a cheesesteak or two. It was great.
There was
a
cheesesteak. That I distinctly can tell you.
There was a cheesesteak or two. 7 cheesesteaks.
0 cheesesteaks.
But yeah, no. Philly street fight, here for it.
Just like there was.
Or was it Gargano versus Adam Cole?
Doesn't matter. The point is, there was 0 Philly cheesesteaks. Do I think there should be Philly cheesesteaks? Absolutely. Bust one out, take a bite out of it, smash the dude's face with it, like, go all in.
Yeah.
But state that you're doing that.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm going to like this fight.
Oh, I mean, like, what's the hate about it? Like,
yeah, nothing. It's going to be a Philadelphia street fight. That's how you know it's going to be good, because it's in Philadelphia. Now, if they started on the street, I would pop for that. If they started right in front of Ford Financial and they are attacking people at the tailgate, I would love that. I would love that, Ace.
Yeah, I could get behind that.
Like, you could see Angelo and Montez just, like, spraying people with, like, ketchup and mustard and everything. Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross. It's gonna be like a Buffalo Bills tailgate. People are going through tables. Okay, so have I sold you on this? If they start at the tailgate and then they slowly get to the ring. Yeah? Yeah?
I mean, I was already sold, like,
Philadelphia street fight in Philadelphia. Yeah,
I just need clarification on what makes it Philly. That's all I need.
What if they have, like, a Rambo cosplayer or a Rocky cosplayer, Rambo cosplayer?
You know that if they're going to do a Philly street, they'll have somebody, like, going upstairs, like.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it. What if Becky cosplays as Rocky Balboa? Because remember, we used to call her Becky Balboa.
Not even what if. Like,
Becky Balboa is going to be a thing. It's going to be Philadelphia Street Fight. Philadelphia Street Fight.
Well, absolutely.
What if Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford and Bobby Lashley all come in as Mr. T? Philadelphia Street Fight, Rocky.
Wouldn't you do Apollo Creed?
Who's going to be signing Michael B. Jordan to something right now? Does WWE have that kind of money to cast Michael B. Jordan?
They got put Muhammad Ali in the Hall of Fame money.
Yeah, you're right. True. What about this? What if they bring back Consequences Creed?
Consequences Creed?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What they bring back Consequences Creed?
It would be Consequences.
Philadelphia. What if Sami Zayn comes out, but it's not Sami Zayn, and it's not El Generico, but it's the Trash Man.
The Repo Man.
No, Trash Man. I don't know. This is something I'm throwing out there.
You had me there, and then you lost me because there was no follow.
Do you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay, Trash Man.
Oh, I know.
Dang DeVito. He cut Cricket's neck with a trash can.
Your hype fell out just a smidge there towards the end. Like, I was on board, and then the hype fell just a smidge.
Well, you know what else also falls out? The next episode of the Quick Pop Podcast, post WrestleMania Fallout. Be sure to check in on that episode. And also, if there are any episodes that you have missed, please check out our huge compendium of episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, give us that 5-star review. Let us know what you think. Follow us on social media at Quick Popcast on Instagram, on Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on our regular Instagram accounts, Ace of Spades Card and i.am.raunchy. So we got all that. And this episode of Quick Pop Podcast is sponsored by Balls Guarana. Drink it. It makes you feel good.
It does make you feel good. Repeatedly.
Repeatedly makes you feel good.
What's your favorite flavor?
Classic.
Classic?
Yeah. No, cherry. No, the cherry one is actually really good too.
I'm partial to the classic, of course.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of partial to what is it? The orange crush one
or something like
crush style one, yeah.
Well, you know what else has many different flavors, right?
What has many different flavors?
Apparel. You can get any color shirt, any color hat, any color thing you want. Just go to quickpopshop.com. Get some of the new designs that are going to be coming out. Or get yourself the limited edition WrestleMania 40 shirt. It's got that Liberty Bell.
You won't be able to get it in time for WrestleMania, but it's okay. You still need to own a piece of history because on April 30th, because there's 30 days, April 30th, the Quick Popomania collection will go away. So get your Quick Popomania merch while you still can. Also, if there's anything where you're like, hey, I'd really like to buy some stuff, but you don't have any insert apparel item here, let us know. We'll absolutely get it hooked up for you because we're still building out our library. Season 7, it's the lucky season. Any closing thoughts?
I'm better than Jake. Again,
you are better than Jake, but you know who Jake is not better at? Jake is not better at creating a basketball league and then seeing it through to the end. Right. I waited an hour.
There's a little jab at Jake.
But I had to remind the Mr. You know, Modern Era.
Jake fired me up last week. Because I was like, yeah, I used to be a world record holder. And I bet he said something. I don't even remember. Maybe I'm hallucinating.
It's Jake. He probably did.
He's like, yeah, well, you're a former world record holder. So what does that make you? Not a world record holder. Guess what? I'm a world record holder again. Two times, sir.
Two times,
sir. Holder.
what was it? Was world record death?
All deaths run. Yeah.
And then world record Mayo?
No, I didn't get world record. Well, technically I have a world record because no one else has got the medalist Mayo percent speed run. But Mayo percent, I believe I'm 12th right now. So
I count medalists like.
Oh, my PB went down today. I do it in an hour. So
nice.
Yeah.
I've been playing around on the game a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. It's a great game.
I'm not quite like logging in every day to play more of it, although I should. I think my big problem is April 1st is today. We went a whole podcast without pulling any pranks or perusals.
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't really like April Fools. So,
well, it's one of those like things where like you either are down to clown with it or you know you were hurt by it.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't necessarily hurt by it. I just don't like it.
You just like pranking all year round. Why save it to one day?
Right. Like, this year it's expected of me to do something? Nah, no. Me and expectations? you could fudge off of that.
I will say I was a little disappointed that we didn't get, like, a literal world record Mayo run from you.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like
that. That would have been great.
I only like mayo on hot dogs and burgers. I don't like mayo all by itself.
But that's what would have made it even funnier.
I couldn't do it. This is the Quick Pop Podcast.
Is it the Quick Pop Podcast?
This is the Quick Pop Podcast.
It's the Quick Pop Podcast. Are we sure it's the Quick Pop Podcast?
Yeah, it's the Quick Pop Podcast. I'm not going to lie to I'm not going to lie to these folks. I do my best to be here and be trustworthy and. Dude, I almost did not make it here.
Yeah, that's true. Because Spectrum was fighting against you.
It was like literally 3 hours. 3 hours of no internet. So I started watching like old downloaded videos of Breaking Bad on my computer. And I could have just like gone onto YouTube on my phone. But I don't know why I didn't even think of that. Maybe I just didn't. I could have been playing Stardew Valley that entire time. I don't know. I have no idea.
Make sure that you're following us on all of our social medias, including Twitter at Quick Pop Cast, Facebook at The Quick Pop Podcast, and Instagram as well at The Quick Pop Podcast. Any of those are great ways to reach out to the host of the show, and we'd love to talk to you as well. We are constantly speaking on current events and would love to hear your opinions on stuff too. So get in touch with us today.